Hare Krishna. Here in Nivrajadam. And it's very wonderful to be able to come back. We drove straight from the airport in record time. And after arriving here, I had the opportunity to take darshan of Radha Shyam Sundar, and then we able to unpack and the different gifts that we brought. We've not yet offered Govardhan Lal his gift, so I won't take a picture of it yet or say what it is, but when it's offered, then we'll put that also online. And this morning I gave class, and it was on Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the discussion was Lord Chaitanya's preaching to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and touched on different themes throughout the class, one of which was that even a Mayavadi like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, if he's open, honest, can understand the absolute truth and ultimately surrender. But first, he had to actually understand. After he understood, he had to accept the superior argument of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after surrendering to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by doing that, he was bestowed with love of Godhead. So as Krishna says in the Gita as well, Bhavo Jnana Tapasa Putramad Bhava Magata. People who are properly situated in transcendental knowledge and understand what Krishna consciousness is all about, then they ultimately achieve bhava and success in spiritual life. And that success in spiritual life is something that doesn't come as a consequence of simply dressing as a devotee, mouthing the holy names of the Lord, and even for that matter engaging in devotional services. Lord Kapila Dev says that after all, devotional service can be engaged in different modes. Someone can do it in the mode of ignorance. Someone can do it in the mode of passion. Someone can do it in the mode of goodness. The first two lead to rebirth in the material world, and it's only devotional service in the mode of goodness that leads to transcendental devotional service, which ultimately is the only selfless service. It's not done either for my purification is the main motive for some type of recognition or just some rooted in darkness, but it's done with Krishna at the center in order to please the Lord. And when devotional service is done for Krishna's pleasure, then it purifies us and really brings us forward. And therefore, even more important than the service that we perform, although we may perform many services, is our chanting, our devotional activities of self-purification, so that we can actually be in the right consciousness and in the right motivation. We want to render service that really is pleasing to Krishna and really does attract his attention. Well, ultimately, even when the issue of service comes around, Krishna doesn't really need us to do anything. He can get everything done by his own energies and by his own potencies. There was one devotee who was known to me. He was a sannyasi. And he was also from Quebec. And he wasn't able to maintain the vows of sannyas, and so he approached Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected Haridas Thakur for falling down from sannyas, will you also reject me? And Srila Prabhupada answers was no. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Lord. He doesn't really need anyone to spread Krishna consciousness. He can spread Krishna consciousness simply by his will. He says, but I'm not like that. I need all the help that I can get. And so even if someone makes a mistake and they're willing to continue serving, then I'm willing to accept them. So here, the particular point that I wanted to make was that Krishna doesn't really even need our service. The service itself, the activity of, in our case, spreading Krishna consciousness, Krishna can make people Krishna conscious solely by his desire, if he so wants. But it's rather the mood of service, the effort that we make, the offering of devotion that's attractive to Krishna. And what's particularly attractive, because Krishna says, patram pushpam palam toyam, take a rose. How many roses are being offered and have been offered to Krishna since time immemorial? Literally speaking, unlimited. Do we really think that Krishna needs the rose, or that he doesn't particularly get tired of just receiving those roses and smelling those roses? It's not the rose itself, it's not the flower that's attractive to him and that gives Krishna a real taste. What really gives Krishna taste is the devotion that it's being offered with. And the specialty of that devotion is that every living entity is individual. Nityo nityanam, chetanas chetananam, eka bahunam. Krishna is one, but we're many. And in our manyness as living entities, we are very, very unique. Each one of us, every single one of us, has a unique approach, a unique mood of devotional service. And that devotional service has a certain type of taste. It gives a certain type of rasa. And that taste is very attractive to Krishna. Krishna likes to get a different taste of the different devotees who are offering. So when we're talking about a rose and the offerings, Krishna being offered a rose, Every rose to Krishna is new and unique when it's offered by his devotees with their very new and unique loving moods. The individuality of the living entity gives an individual devotion which has a individual unique taste that's in its loving phase is always increasing more and more. And this is what Krishna is eager to taste. And it is this devotional service, this devotion when we chant Hare Krishna, this devotional service when we make an offering of some fruit or flower. This is what Krishna is after. And therefore, it's this type of Krishna consciousness, the cultivating of our own individual Krishna consciousness, that has to be our real life's priority. If we want to really seriously make advancement in devotional service and seriously go back home, back to Godhead, then it's 7/24 all year round. It's not a part-time job. We may have part-time jobs, we may do so many other things, we may have family jobs and other types of responsibilities, but not in the background, but in the forefront of all our activities. It has to be, how can I please Krishna? How can I attain this loving devotion which will make my activities attractive to the Lord? It's Every time we say Hare Krishna, we need to be saying it with that mood in mind. It has to be something that we're begging for. It's something that we're calling out for. Everyone, every Hare Krishna mantra, not just when we're doing japa or when we're doing kirtan, but when we're talking, that we're aware that this is why I exist. This is why I do anything, so that we don't waste any time, because time is running short. And when we think like that, although in one sense Krishna says sarva dharma parityaja, in the school of Krishna consciousness there's only one passing grade, and that's 100%, everything else is take birth again in the material world. But even if we're not 100% in terms of invoking our own results, at least if we're giving 100%, if we're giving our very best to Krishna, then once again, that's the sign that we want to love Him. We need to love Him. Loving Krishna needs to be within our minds. How successful we are in purifying ourselves in order to qualify for love of Krishna is another affair. But then once again, in the same way that Krishna doesn't necessarily need anybody to spread Krishna consciousness, Krishna also doesn't need us to purify ourselves in order to be qualified for love of God. If we really, really want it, if we really, really can cry after it, then He can purify us just like that. He can bestow upon us that great treasure of love for Him, because He sees that we want to offer that type of service, and He also is very, very eager to taste what is the unique taste of this devotion's service to me. What will His rose taste like? What will His laddu taste like? And Krishna can give that also very, very easily.